Some of you may be asking, Pastor Dennis, how could you spend six segments on the Battle of Armageddon or the gathering for Battle of Armageddon and not refer to the book of Ezekiel and not mention the powers of Gog and Magog? Well, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. The answer we find in the book of Daniel. But to get to Daniel, we need to go to Leviticus 26, a very important chapter in the Bible, in understanding the Bible. But to understand Leviticus 26, we first need to go to the story of Elijah. We turn to James, the fifth chapter, and the last part of verse 16 says this: "The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." Now James illustrates it with the story of Elijah. Verse 17, "Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Notice it says Elijah is like us, and he earnestly prayed. Often we picture God saying, "Elijah, go tell King Ahab it's not going to rain." But according to James, it didn't happen that way. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 1. "Now Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, the king, 'As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word.'" Now, where did he get the nerve to go stand before the king and say it wasn't going to rain? And how did he know it wasn't going to rain? Well, we find the answer in the two verses leading up to chapter 17, chapter 16, verses 33 and 34. "And Ahab also made the Asherah. Thus Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel than all the kings of Israel who were before him. In his days, Hiel the Bethelite built Jericho. He laid its foundations with the loss of Abiram, his firstborn, and set up its gates with the loss of his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Joshua, the son of Nun." Well, let's go see what Joshua had to say. After Jericho's walls had fallen down and the city had been conquered several centuries before Elijah's time, notice in Joshua the 6th chapter in verse 26, "Then Joshua made them take an oath at that time, saying, 'Cursed before the Lord is the man who rises up and builds his city Jericho. This city Jericho, with the loss of his firstborn, he shall lay its foundations, and with the loss of his youngest son, he shall set up its gates.'" So you can just imagine Elijah reading the headlines of the paper that morning. It says, "Jericho finally finished. Hiel, who won the contract, rebuilt the city." But as he read the column, it goes on and tells the whole story and says an interesting thing happened. When Hiel began to build the city, laid its foundations, his firstborn died. When he finished the city and set up its gates, his youngest son died. Immediately, Elijah remembered something about this. He had studied his Bible. And so he's thinking of Leviticus 26, which is a chapter, a pivotal chapter in the Old Testament. God's telling his people, "I want to bless you. What you need to do is obey me. I give you these simple laws, and I will bless you. But if you do not, if you wander away, some punishments are going to begin." So starting with verse 14 of Leviticus 26, it says, "If you do not obey me or carry out these commandments, if instead you reject my statutes," and so on. Verse 16, "I in turn will do this to you." And then he names several things that he's going to do, each one of them hoping to reform them and bring them back to him. The first one, they will have sudden terror, consumption, and fever. The second one, he will turn his face against them and they will be struck down by their enemies in battle. The third one says, "I will make your sky like iron, your earth like bronze." Now, Elijah's thinking back about his people's history and the many times they wandered away from God, and he sees how God has done number one punishment, number two punishment, but he sees that God has not come to number three, which is drought. And so Elijah's thinking to himself, "Self, God is going to send a drought. I'm going to claim this promise through prayer to my powerful God, and he will not send rain for 3.5 years. Sure enough, Elijah prayed that it wouldn't rain. He stood before Pharaoh with courage and he said, "It will not rain except by my word." and he stomped out of the room and disappeared for 3.5 years. Pastor Dennis, realitychecksseminars.com.